This is 1360 AM.
WNJC.
Washington Township.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia's Renaissance Radio Station.
Brought to you
from Forsyth Broadcasting.
Or listen to us at WNJCradio.com.
So, David, tell us about your background. Where did you grow up? And how did you end up in Las Vegas?
Thank you, Jerry. First of all, thanks for having me. Background, I'm an Army brat. I've been all over. Born in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Mom and Dad traveled the world and the United States. After my dad retired, he went back to school at a little place called Brookings, South Dakota, at South Dakota State University, which is where I earned my educational degree in theater, speech communications, minor in psychology, which I'm still trying to help myself with. And out of that, ended up getting invited to be on stage in theater and just dove into the arts. And from there, went to L.A. for 10 years, worked in a couple of TV shows out there, and moved to Las Vegas because of a family decision. And been trying to see a psychologist ever since. Just kidding. My background is, you know, I've written, produced, and directed, and also I started in acting, so I've jack of all trades, master of none, maybe you could say, but I've done a little bit here and there.
David is multi-talented, having done production, directing, acting, theater. David, is there any particular area that you feel is your forte?
You know, I would say that, honestly, directing and working with people is my forte. I've gotten some minor awards in the acting field, and written and produced my own musical as a writer and produced shows, but I really love to direct and work with talent. You know, that's really, you know, helping people. And it doesn't have to be just in front of the camera on stage. Even talent in general in terms of technical or production all around. I love working with artists, you know, and I think a director has to be able to do that. So, yeah, that's, you asked me that question. Nobody's asked me that question. Yeah, I think directing is my thing.
Tell us about some of the things you've done in the area of directing.
Well, reaching way back, I really didn't know directing was my thing until the professors at college, when they were, you know, out of town, or if they asked me to on occasion, I'd come in and help as I could direct their shows. And pretty soon I got a love for it, and I ended up taking on some independent projects outside of the stage and helping some people with their projects that they wanted directed. And actually, it's really directed / produced, because I end up doing a lot of that on my own. But as far as directing goes, that's a loaded question again. I've written, produced, and directed my own musical downtown L.A. called One Way Ticket. Mm-hmm. I've written, directed, and produced my own musical called Doo Wop Diddy, A Street Corner Christmas at the Riviera here in Las Vegas. Just for the directing part, I directed a little show called The Alley at the Hollywood Theater in L.A. So, I've directed quite a bit, but my problem is, which is why I told you it's very important to have my psychology minor, because I do so many things. I end up working in production in terms of art department, design, construction, you know, all arounder. I think, directing's awesome, but, you know, I do so many other things, but that's my true love.
Would you say that the variety of things that you do is a direct result of the type of work that's available in Las Vegas?
Absolutely. Very, very good. Very good assumption. Because in a B market, you know, Vegas is a world stage for the hotel industry, and they do have these big shows that are great that come in, but they're pretty much self-contained. by the time they get here. And in terms of film production, yeah, it's growing. There's more film production. Like I mentioned before, I worked on House of Lies, you know, for Showtime. And when they come here, they got everything pretty much on a major scale already in hand before they get here, you know. So you're struggling to find out where you can fit in. And that's in any B market, I would say, other than L.A. or New York. Even if it's a metropolitan city of some significance, it's still a B market, really. You know, so yeah, you have to be able to do many things. And I wish I was a lot younger, because for all the young people listening, you have to do many things, and you can capture it on camera and put it out there online and be your own producer, director, writer now. And I think that's kind of good for the people who are listening or who are in the arts. That point, where you are is what you can make with what you have in a small market. And, you know, in Vegas, this is what I've had to do. So,
David, as you know, we at All Entertainment have an initiative called Giving Back, in which we provide opportunities for individuals seeking careers in entertainment. We know that there's quite a few of our members in the listening audience that would love to hear from you. If you, for example, were to start from scratch, if you were just starting your career, knowing what you know now, how would you go about things?
I'll tell you what, nowadays the internet has opened up everything on a global scale. You know, just look at the number of hits that all these different artists receive that make them superstars, and they use that to then further their other interests to get into other areas. But primarily, if you have the internet, you're working, and you have a camera and an idea or something to put together, you have immediate accessibility to distribution, which is something we never had, I never had, Jerry. Don't want to date myself too much here, but yeah, you know, if you're a young person right now, you can grab the camera and go, and you put it out there. You launch it through YouTube, Facebook. You market it Twitter-wise. Man, I mean, the world is your oyster. You can. The only person limiting you from doing something is you, right now. In our day, even to some extent in the film industry on a producer's level. For the movie theaters, it's still a traditional kind of approach, but now online marketing and online advertising and online distribution even, I think, which is still evolving greatly, now offers everything to anybody who wants to get involved in it. On one hand, that's really good. On the other hand, that might be a little bit of a problem, because you get people who are, you know, they're just out there doing an interest or a novice, and they hit something, and it becomes popular, then all of a sudden it's in the media machine. You know, they're engulfed by the media machine, and maybe they didn't have the right training or advice or someone that could kind of guide them along a little bit with their success. And so their long-term artist talents aren't necessarily cultivated long-term. They're a hit-and-miss kind of thing. That's the only drawback. But man, if I were young, I would grab a camera, I would go shoot stuff, I would launch it, I'd put it on YouTube, which a lot of people are doing. You know, there's stuff that's even, some guys that were artisans that made a Batman trailer better than the Batman movie. You know, so, yeah, I mean, you know, you got everything at your disposal. You've got marketing, but you got to have a camera, but more importantly, you got to have a vision. And you have to know what you want to get involved with. And if you got other artisans, the problem is, in nowadays, Jerry, if we were younger and aspiring to do this, the internet's cool and technology is cool, but it's kind of actually driven people apart a little communication wise. Where if you're in an art institute and you got people who are artists and they pull together and they can work with their talents as a group and put it on the internet, they have a better chance of being successful. But if you're an individual and you're not in those groups and you don't have those around, it's hard for you to cultivate other artists to do something, you know. But you can still do it. It's still only you holding yourself back. So that's what I'd do, man. Grab a camera, put down a concept and a vision, and just go do it and launch it. You have immediate distribution right now.
David, you worked on House of Lies, which is one of my favorite shows. We were wondering, how does a director from Las Vegas work on such a highly acclaimed Hollywood show?
I was really blessed. It kind of goes back to my old Babylon 5 days when I was in the art department and working with the crew on Babylon 5. The first AD at that time was John Radulovich. And John is an enormously respected, and actually, I don't know if he would ever hear this, he'd probably give me a call and have a little chuckle, but man, people love John because John is a very straightforward, straight shooter, knows his stuff, can teach everybody a thing or two with the years of production. And his good friend, who I had the pleasure of meeting and working with, Lou Fusaro, is a producer on that show. So they came into town November of 2012, I'm sorry, October, and John called me out of the blue and said, we're going to shoot stuff at Caesars and we need a supervisor for Las Vegas, and we want to, you know, talk to you. And I really didn't know it was like a major interview. I just went to go talk to my friend John. Well, before I knew it, Lou came down and we were having breakfast, and all of a sudden we're talking about the production dates and what they need and what I could do and how to help them out if I could possibly be honored enough to get involved with it. So got the job working that as a Las Vegas supervisor last year in 2012, and then this year they came back and worked it again for a few episodes in February. And it's just an awesome crew, very, very cool crew. I did not interact a lot with the stars because I'm behind the scenes working constantly. But what I did see of Don, of course, was just an awesome, awesome, not only great talent, but a great person and good people. The crew was totally positive, great energy, great focus with their vision. And, man, it was just a blessing. So I was honored to be part of that in whatever way I could.
I guess working with Don Cheadle must have been pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah, you know, I wish I could work directly with him a lot more. I just barely even got to see him, to be honest with you, man. I was working with the producers, but man, just a phenomenal crew, and he's awesome. I mean, what I saw with him, with people and his talent and how professional and excellent of a person he was. You know, it was very uplifting, bro. It was very, very uplifting.
So what are you working on currently?
I have a couple of film projects that I want to produce. One is Cruel Logic. I'm trying to work with Jack Hafer, a good friend of mine that I met through Alan Halgie at GMT Studios in L.A. And, you know, Jack had produced a movie called In All Wars with Kiefer Sutherland, Robert Carlyle. And I think that script and that movie is one of the ones I'd really like to put out there first. But I've also written an Angelic Warfare movie script that is from the musical that I produced in L.A. Called One Way Ticket. So those are my two focuses in terms of a project. And there's a company that I work with called IP Digital Network, Ron Crowley, who streams very high-quality streaming. And so we're focusing on what we can do with that company out of Las Vegas here. So those are my focuses.
We've been talking to David Gleason, film and television director and producer. David, thank you for sharing your knowledge and your background with the audience today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Jerry. Thank you for having me on the show. And I'd just like to encourage all the artisans out there to keep on rolling.
This is 1360 AM.
WNJC.
Washington Township.
Philadelphia. Philadelphia's Renaissance radio station.
Brought to you
from Forsyth Broadcasting.
Or listen to us at WNJCradio.com.